Well, hey, good morning and welcome back, or good afternoon, good evening, whenever it is you're listening to this Drivecast. This is Paul from the Marion campus. So thankful that you've chosen to join us today as we talk about singleness and specifically confession as it relates to singleness coming off of week three of the You and Me series. Of course, there is devotional content for you in the LifePoint Ohio app, and the content really focuses on 2 Samuel 13, 1 through 15, which details the horrific sin that Amnon, the son of David, commits against his sister. And in the devotional content, there's a really great line, a couple of lines that I'm going to read, again, talking about singleness and specifically today looking at confession, as has been the pattern here on Wednesdays. But the devotional says this, I'm just going to go ahead and read it. It says, "Our world today is constantly sending messages that one cannot be fulfilled without romantic or sexual relationships. Relationship statuses are a part of our social media platforms, and swipe left, swipe right culture has fundamentally changed our understanding of relationships. If we're not careful, we can buy into the notion that singleness is a stage to be rushed through and not a gift to be developed." Now, I think it could be reasonable for one to believe that single is not a gift, but a stage to be rushed through. And I think maybe the reason we could think of is in Genesis 2, we saw that when God looked at Adam and he said, it's not good for man to be alone. And so he creates out of Adam Eve, and man is not alone. But then there's a tension, because in 1 Corinthians 7, and the Apostle Paul says this. He says, "To the unmarried and the widows, I say that it is good for them to remain single as I am." So then you have a tension, right? Well, God said it's not good for man to be alone. The Apostle Paul says that it's good for people to be single. So is the Bible contradicting itself? Well, we know that every word of God is true. And so the issue cannot be that the Bible is contradicting itself. The issue has to be, okay, well, what is meant by what the Apostle Paul is saying here? Is he saying it's good for man to be alone? No, he's not saying that. But I think what we have done culturally is we have bought into this idea that the only way for you to not experience relational loneliness is through a sexual partnership of some kind. And we've bought into this narrative that the only way to be fulfilled, the only way to be made fully happy, is through a romantic or sexual partnership. And we believe that to such a degree culturally that we have rejected the commands of God. And we have, in so many ways, again, I'm speaking culturally, we have done what Eve has done when she said, speaking of the forbidden fruit, she sees that the tree was good for food, that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desired to make one wise. And she took of its fruit and ate. And so while we have done that culturally, as I've said now a few times, I do wonder, has that made its way into the church? And have we really rejected the authority and the command of God out of a desire to an unhealthy, maybe idolatrous desire to have a romantic relationship that we are looking to bring us ultimate satisfaction and fulfillment? You see, the reality is, as we talked about in week one, we can only really be satisfied ultimately when we have a vertical relationship with God. And that's where we need to then come into confession. To take time to confess before God how we have idolized marriage, romantic relationships, or sex. And so I do want to lead us into that then. Have we really taken this and bought into this cultural narrative? And are we then missing out on true intimacy with God because we're looking for ultimate intimacy from a person? And as I say that, I'm not saying, hey, if you're married and you have, you went into that marriage in a sinful way, you need to remain married and you need to ask the Lord to help you love that person. But I also think it can be good and right to, you know, I'm just going to confess, you know, areas where I've been disobedient to God, and I'm going to ask him to turn that for his glory in some way. And if you're in a situation right now, maybe you're dating someone, maybe you're trying to pursue somebody, but it is in a way that is against God's command, I can't encourage you enough to pause and to confess that sin to the Lord. And then by the power of his Spirit, a change. And to draw a line in the sand and say, you know, I'm no longer going to live in a way It is disobedience to God. And that's my story. That's my wife's story. You know, we were engaged, living together, sexually active, knew that that's not what God designed things, but we would have called ourselves our Christians, but we weren't following Jesus and we were living in sin. And we had to come to this point where we say, hey, we say we believe in Jesus, but he's not our Lord. And so we had this moment where we say, okay, we're gonna stop this. We're gonna make changes because we want to respond to who Jesus is. And we did, by his grace, by his goodness. And we can both Maddie and I, my wife, we can go back to that moment and we can see how that changed the trajectory of our entire lives, changed the trajectory of our family's eternity. And so I just want to encourage you to look at how you're pursuing relationships. And is there anything where you are just avoiding at all cost being single to a degree that you're willing to reject the authority and the word of God to find something to be known? God wants you, and you can really only have your soul satisfied through him. And so again, let's lead into some confession. There's some prompts in the devotional content. I'll go ahead and read them for us. And then we'll pray. It says, Lord, please show me any areas of my life where I have chosen the desires of my heart over you. Lord, we confess that there are times that we have idolized physical intimacy over spiritual intimacy with you. Lord, thank you for the gift of singleness. And please show me ways that I can deepen my relationship with you. Help me to see my singleness as a gift from you. And of course, that's specifically for folks who are experiencing singleness and I pray that's an encouragement to you as you go and do that. So let's spend some time in prayer. I'm going to kick us off and then I want to give you some space to pray at the end. So Father, we do confess these things to you where we have been out of alignment with your word, and we ask for your forgiveness and we praise you that we are forgiven through Christ. But we ask in this moment that you would transform us by the power of your spirit. And this would maybe be a line in the sand moment where we say, no, I'm going to follow you, Jesus. I want to be obedient to what you say. I want to be obedient to who you are, not just what I want. Lord, we need you to do that in us. And we need to diligently pursue holiness as you so faithfully pursued us, Jesus. We need you. We love you. It's in Christ's name we come. Amen.